how does a religion find its way into a new country? The two objects here, while small in stature, represent the seismic moment when Buddhism entered Japan. It was the mid-6th century, and the Korean kingdom of Baekje sent the Japanese court sacred texts called sutras. They also sent a bronze sculpture of the infant Buddha. It was probably similar to the one in this room. The items made a powerful impression on the Japanese court. Native Japanese gods did not have visible forms, and the court was impressed with the beauty of these religious objects and the stories of the powers of the Buddhist deities. The stories circulated. Soon, wealthy patrons at the Japanese court began to build Buddhist temples, to sponsor ceremonies, and to copy down religious texts. In the mid-8th century, Emperor Shomu mandated a nationwide system of temples and copied and commissioned a gilt bronze statue over 50 feet tall of the cosmic Buddha. He wanted it to stand in the imperial capital, called Nara. He copied sutras, including, it's thought, the Sutra of the Wise and Foolish, on display here. What started with a small diplomatic gift became, within 200 years, a state-sponsored religion, symbolized in temples and monumental statues spread across Japan.